Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today's radio program is a little bit different. In fact, it's not what I was planning to do at all. Just this week when I was preparing to record, I received a text from a fellow believer right here in the Peoria area who shared with me that their grandmother was right then in the midst of passing away to be with Jesus due to complications from COVID. When I read that text, my heart broke. So many lives have been affected or lost due to this virus, and there has been so much sadness and sorrow by family and loved ones all around. But we as believers in Christ have a sure hope that the world doesn't know or can comprehend that those who are in Christ Jesus are safe in Him. Yet even more than that, we have the sure promise that we will see our loved ones again who are asleep in Jesus, and we will be gathered together with them, with the Lord and His people forever. Praise the Lord. Several years ago, I did a word study on the word hope in the Bible. This isn't meant to be an exhaustive study, but just hitting the mountain peaks, the main ranges of the hope that we have as believers in Christ, all because of Christ's life, death, and His resurrection. First of all, when I was doing the study, I saw that we have the sure hope of our sins forgiven. You know, that seems so basic, like Bible 101 for beginners, but this fundamental biblical truth is absolutely key. Even the Apostle Paul would agree, because he says in 1 Corinthians 15, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried and He rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. But also in that same chapter, Paul goes on to say, if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and you are yet in your sins. What Paul is arguing here is the point from antithesis of what would happen if Christ was not raised from the dead. What would that end result be? But the good news is that Christ is raised from the dead, not only according to the Scriptures in the Old Testament, but also we have the direct eyewitnesses in the New Testament according to the Scriptures. So what does all that mean? It means that we have the sure hope that the punishment and penalty for our sin has been paid in full. Our guilt through faith alone and Christ alone has been remitted and taken away and placed onto Christ in our stead. And what that means is that right now, at this very moment, and for all eternity, is that we who are in Christ stand before holy God, having the firm assurance, the sure hope, that our sins are forgiven, washed away, all because of Jesus. You know, I believe the most beautiful words in the world are, your sins are forgiven. No church can forgive sins, no priest can, no act of merit on our part, or any good works that we could ever possibly do could suffice. Only the blood of Christ's cross through His righteousness in His empty grave secures our sure hope of sins forgiven. Secondly, not only do we have the sure hope of our sins forgiven, but we have the sure hope of eternal life with God. You know, I love Titus 1:2 that says, actually it's one of my memory verses, it says, in the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. I mean, how good is that? Promised. Not only are our sins forgiven, our slate has been wiped clean through the precious blood of God's eternal Lamb, but also we have the sure hope of living eternally with God and the promise that we will not be separated from God forever. That is not just good news, that's great news, that's the best news, but it gets even better. Not only do we have the sure hope of sins forgiven and the sure hope of eternal life, but we also have the sure hope of having resurrected, eternal, glorified bodies one day. And that's what 1 Corinthians 15 actually tells us and goes on to say, that because Christ was raised and He is the first fruits from the dead, then we have the assurance, that the down payment guaranteed, that we also will be raised from the dead just as Christ was raised. And that's why the Apostle Paul says these words in 1 Corinthians 15, which is really the epicenter resurrection chapter of the Bible that culminates in saying, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what? That's not the end. There's even more. Because God the Father vindicated His Son's righteous life by raising Him from the dead, we now not only have the sure hope of our sins forgiven, number one, but also the sure hope of eternal life with God, and also the sure hope of our resurrected, eternal, glorified bodies. But also, we have received through faith in Christ alone the sure hope of the very righteousness of Christ, declared to be in a right standing before holy God forever. Amen. You know, for so many years, I missed this. I was so focused on sins forgiven that I left out my gospel theology, the ultimate purpose of the cross. Colossians 1:22 reminds us of the full, complete picture of the purpose of why Christ died. It says, in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Well, what is that? That is the very hope in the heart of the gospel, that we through faith in Christ alone have received the very righteousness of Christ. Before God in Christ Jesus right now, this very moment, we have the righteousness of Christ, but also before holy God, before him for all eternity, we have the very righteousness of Christ. This is our hope. It's our sure hope. And it's the very reason why Christ went to the cross, to give us not only the mercy of sins forgiven that we didn't deserve, but also to give us the gift of his righteousness, his grace sealed in him and secured in him for all eternity. But you know what? When I was looking at different verses in the Bible about hope, there was still more. Because of Christ's resurrection, we have not only the sure hope of sins forgiven, the sure hope of eternal life, the sure hope of resurrected, eternal, glorified bodies, the sure hope of the imputed righteousness of Christ before holy God forever, for all eternity, but also we have the sure hope that all those who believe in Christ, that we will be with them and with Christ one day forever. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18 is a very well-known passage that is often read at funerals, but it's there to remind us, the living, of the sure hope that we have, the sure promise that we have as believers in Christ. The Apostle Paul writes, "But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." But why do we have hope? For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And I love these words, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But you know what? The Apostle Paul, he closes out his thought and he says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This is our comfort. It is our sure hope that when our loved ones and our family and friends in Christ die and go to be with Jesus, that is not the end. We have this promise, this sure hope we rest upon, that because our loved ones are in Christ and we are in Christ, that one day we will see them again and be with them together with the Lord forever. That is why we as believers in Christ, we do not have to weep as others weep, because we have this hope. This is not a hope-so hope, but a certain and sure hope that rests in Christ alone. You know, at that very moment when I received the text from this believer about their grandmother passing away to be with Jesus, I was right then in the midst of reading my devotional for the day and these words of comfort that was found in 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4 that says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." You know, why does God give us so many words of comfort in the scriptures about the sure hope, the promise that we have as believers in Christ? Because God is the God of all comfort. God is the God in whom we rest in and have our sure and certain hope. That's comfort. God wants us to know, even the darkest night, or when we ourselves or our loved ones walk one day through the valley of the shadow of death, that God, our eternal shepherd, is right there with us, right beside us, walking with us every step of the way, and that we will be together one day with him dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Now, years ago, decades ago, I lost my best friend so unexpectedly, and she went home to be with her eternal shepherd and Savior. And I know that, but those days were rough. But what got me through then is what will get me through this day now and in the future when more rough days come and when rough seas come again. We have this hope, this sure hope, found not only in the comforting words of Scripture, but also God gives us comforting pictures in Scripture. Soon after my friend's death, for some reason, my heart and my mind was drawn to the comforting picture in Scripture of God being our eternal shepherd who lovingly leads and gathers his sheep into his arms. It's just the picture that I just kept seeing and thinking about. And these comforting pictures of Scripture, they're from well-worn passages in the Bible, such as Psalm 23, or one of my favorites was Isaiah 40, that specifically depicts the Lord God coming as a shepherd to feed and gather up the lambs unto himself with a strong and righteous arm, and then carries them in his bosom close to his heart. But you know, the picture that comforted me the most during that time was a picture of God being our eternal shepherd that's found actually in the last book of the Bible in Revelation chapter 7. But the context of the picture in Revelation 7 is at first tumultuous. It's a time of the great tribulation that will one day come upon all the earth. And it pictures that believers in Christ will one day be killed in great number, martyred for our faith, for not only standing for the testimony of the Word of God, but also for the testimony of their faith in Christ and the saving blood of the Lamb. But praise God, the picture in Revelation 7 doesn't end there, for in the very midst of life's worst trials and greatest tribulations, the picture of Revelation 7 then turns to the promise of comfort and the sure hope that we have in Christ, ending with a picture of the Lamb of God not only slain for our sin, but also who is the eternal shepherd who feeds us, cares for us, and secures us unto himself and will dwell together with us and us with him in our future eternal home. You know, Revelation 7, specifically verses 15 through 17, paints a picture of comfort and the sure hope that we have far better than in the words of Scripture than I could ever inscribe. It says, "Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them." I love that. Shall dwell among them. "And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall lead them unto the living fountain of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." This is our hope, our sure and certain hope, that we and all those in Christ who have been purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb will be with our God, our eternal shepherd, and he with us forever and ever and ever. Amen. Now, this is the hope that we have for ourselves, for our loved ones, and for our children, and even for our children's children that we may never see. It's our hope, our sure and certain hope that we have for all of those who are in Christ Jesus. You know, what else can I say? What else can we say together but praise the Lord? For no matter how dark the storms of life get, and even when we're in the very midst of the valley of the shadow of death, for us or for our loved ones, we have this hope.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.